guys, welcome to Currently Katie, and today Currently Katie is making a massive mistake. In the great words of Hannah Montana, everybody makes mistakes and everybody has those days. And that has been me today. I have made a whopping massive mistake, and it's been a bit of shit, to be honest with you. But I've been thinking recently about how to do a podcast on my own and what to say and what kind of topic could be discussed. And when I made my fucking huge mistake today, I thought maybe this was the right time and a good topic to not only see my views on me making a mistake, but what does society say and what does the Bible say? So I'm not going to tell you what my massive mistake was, because I could get in some trouble, but it wasn't too bad. I didn't sin. It was a mistake unto myself that only affects me, but still it was a bit shitty. And I've like written down on my like little notes page what did I think the minute I realized it was a mistake. And I basically was, I did something by accident, and when I realised what had happened, I was just in shock. I just thought, I am such a fucking idiot. Like, oh my god, this is crap. What am I gonna do? Like, this is just so shit. I'm so stupid. That was my, like, main resonating thought. Like, I am just so stupid. What have I done? And I did cry a little bit. When I realised what I had done, I literally ran to my mum, and I was like, Mum, I've made a massive mistake. And she was like, okay, no you haven't, like, tell me what you've done. And I told her, and she went, okay, yeah, you have made a massive mistake. And I was like, it was not going to get fixed, like, this is impossible. And her first thing she said to me was, nothing is impossible when you've got Jesus. And I was like, okay, yeah, but still, I was still in that phase of like, but nothing's impossible, but like, this really can't change. Like, don't get me wrong, I know nothing is impossible, he can move mountains, but I literally don't, like, at that point there was no other option. Like, I had just fucked up and there was nothing else I could do about it, and that was really crap. So I started contacting people to see if there anything could be done, and actually right now I'm like, as I'm recording this, I don't know if I fixed it. This might not be fixed. This, like, literally, I'm in the throes of my mistake, if you will. But, you know, there's not a lot I could do, and I thought I'd turn that negative energy into positive and do this podcast. Where was I going? but yeah, so once I'd realised I made the mistake, I was really annoyed with myself, and my first instinct was like, don't tell anyone. Mum, you are sworn to secrecy. I don't want you to tell anyone. This is so embarrassing. I'm so stupid. And I realised when I look back on saying that now, I hadn't even spoken to God about it yet. I hadn't even. My mum prayed instantly when I told her, but I didn't pray. I just stood there like, I don't even want to tell God because I'm so embarrassed of the mistake that I've made. And I think sometimes that we can get like that, and we can not want to tell someone, not even God, something because we get so embarrassed. Like, oh my gosh, he's gonna know that we've made this mistake. But obviously he knows anyway. He knew before I was born that I was gonna make a mistake today, so, you know, he knows everything. It's not really worth trying to hide it from him. And so kind of thinking about how I reacted from my mistake got me thinking about, what does society say about mistakes, and what does the Bible say about mistakes? And whether sometimes you find that the Bible is backing up what society says, and sometimes we find that the Bible is disagreeing with what society says. So I thought it'd be quite interesting to kind of look into that. So I scoured Pinterest, and the first quote I saw when I like Pinterested mistake quotes was, it's not how we make mistakes, but how we correct them that defines us. And I thought that was really interesting, so I'll repeat it again. It's not how we make mistakes, but how we correct them that defines us. And I thought that was really interesting because that is so true. How we correct a mistake, how we fix it, and even if we don't fix it, that's what really shows our character. So I've written under the word define, I've written turning to God. And admittedly, that wasn't the first thing I did when I, made that mistake. And actually, even turning to God wouldn't have fixed that mistake, but it wasn't the first thing I did. So I thought that was quite interesting, that maybe sometimes it's not even about how we fix the mistakes, it's what we do first. Even if turning to God isn't going to fix that mistake, we should still turn to him first. So I also found two other quotes that I thought were quite interesting, which was, forget the mistake and remember the lesson. That was, forget the mistake and remember the lesson. I thought that was also quite interesting because it's really learning from it. And I think when you make mistakes, all you can do is learn from them. And I think I've learned some massive lessons today, but it's all about pushing through. And actually remembering the lesson from this, I would say, is to turn to God, even if that isn't how you fix the mistake. And then the last quote that I found was, success is found in a pile of mistakes, which I thought was really interesting, because out of all the quotes, there weren't that many that mentioned success or coming out of that mistake. It was all about, you know, mistakes don't define you. But this was like, you know, actually success is found in a pile of mistakes. And I think when a lot of the time when you listen to like athletes and stuff, they always say how you just concentrate on my wins. Like no one, you know, I don't know any sporting analogies, but you might have, you know, shot 100 goals into the net, but that's what you're remembering me for, not the 3,000 that I didn't get in. Which again, sorry, I'm not very good at football analogies. That was pretty rubbish, but you know. So that brings us on to, what does the Bible say? And I found 5 Bible verses that all kind of talk about mistakes and all talk about falling, really. I couldn't really find the word mistake, but falling and doing something that's wrong. And my favourite one, which was Proverbs 23 verse 18, was, surely there is a future and your hope shall not be cut off, which I thought was really good, because sometimes when you make a mistake, like the mistake I've made is quite defining to my life. Well, I feel like that right now. I might not feel like that tomorrow, but it is quite defining to kind of where I am, my season, if you will, of life right now. And it's really easy, I think, when you make a mistake that influences you that much. It's like, no, that's it. My life is over. I'm just going to bury myself in a hole. I can't do this anymore. But actually, what that Bible verse is saying is, your hope isn't cut off. And your hope actually is Jesus. And it's not like you've made a mistake and Jesus is going to be like, I don't care. Bye, boo. You're on your own. You know, he's very much like, actually, I'm not going anywhere. Like, a mistake could be like missing the bus or forgetting to defrost the chicken for, you know, Christmas dinner. And it's not like, you know, you forget to defrost the chicken and God's like, oh, jog on, mate, don't give a shit. He's still there, which I think was quite a nice quote. And it just really was quite encouraging to read. I also liked Micah 7 verse 8, which was quite interesting because I think I'm pronouncing it right, Micah. But like, I don't really hear a lot of Bible verses from Micah. I don't know if anyone else is in that same boat, but I kind of forgot that was a book of the Bible. And it said, I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. And I thought that was quite good because it's so, like, it's, you know, you do it all the time when you make a mistake or you do something wrong and you just wallow. You sit there and you're like, your little pity party, and you're like, that's it, I'm wallowing now, I don't care anymore. I'm so sad, I've done something really terrible and no one loves me and I'm by myself. And that was quite, I just like really had a picture of like sitting in a cave, like on your own. Like imagine like you're at a beach party and there's a little cave and you just go and like sit in your cave on your own and you're like, I don't care, I'm sad. Like, you know, I'm sad because my friends aren't here and even though everyone else is having fun, I'm just going to sit inside by myself. And God just coming in and being like, why are you being so boring? Like, the party isn't over just because you've done one thing, or like one thing hasn't gone your way. Which I thought was quite relatable, because I think we've all been in those situations where your friend's like, babes, it's not that bad. Like, come on, you know, let's have a little bit of fun. So I thought that was a really, really good quote. And then I also really liked Psalm 37 verse 24, and this isn't the original. I think I was looking at NIV, but this isn't NIV, this is the Message, because I think sometimes they all get a bit confusing, and I generally look at the Message because I just think they're easier to understand. And it says, if he stumbles, he is not down for long. God has a grip on his hand. And I thought that was really good. I love all these analogies of, like, God isn't going anywhere just because he fucked up. Like, I think that's just really sick to remember sometimes that, like, actually God hasn't, like, disappeared just because, you know, you've done something wrong. And I think as well, sorry, kind of going off topic, but when you make a mistake that's not a sin, sometimes, so it doesn't impact your relationship with God, like, it's not a sin, it's not hurting anyone, it's just a mistake, literally just something that you've done. Sometimes you can treat it like a sin and like it gives you a barrier from God because of the way it makes you feel. Like, my mistake, it's not a sin, but it makes me feel unworthy anyway, because I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid. Like, it just convinces me that I'm like, oh, I'm just not worthy of God's love today because I have done something really stupid. And I think that's quite interesting. So I like how all of these kind of Bible verses that we're looking at, they're looking at, like, God still is your light. He hasn't cut you off. He still has a grip on you, even though you've done something that makes you feel like crap. So I really liked that. Yeah, God has a grip on his hand, or her hand. Her hand is fine too. So I did like that. And then also I was thinking about how, you know, when something goes wrong and everyone's like, all things work for God's good, you know, everything, God knows what your plan is. And so I found Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that those who love God and all things work together for good for those who are called accordingly to his purpose. So I probably read that definitely wrong, but I am dyslexic, so bear with me. But that was also really encouraging, because the situation of which I have made this mistake was a situation that God called me into. And I'm in that situation because that's where God has very clearly prompted me to be. And so I'm in there for his purpose. I'm there because that's where he's asked me to go. And therefore, all things have to work for good, surely, according to that Bible verse, which I quite like. You know, I'm there for his purpose, and therefore he's not going to let me fail massively, and obviously he's going to forgive me for the mistakes that I've made. So I thought that was really interesting as well. So yeah, that's kind of my story with mistakes today. Currently Katie has made a mistake, and hopefully it will be sorted soon, but even if it hasn't, you know, as Romans 8:28 says, all things work for God's good and according to his purpose. And I know that as long as I'm living his purpose, my situation will be resolved. So that is everything from me today. Thank you for listening to my first podcast. I hope it's all right. If you have any, you know, recommendations of other things, other Bible verses, or maybe you've got your own story that you could share, then that would be great to hear and see how has God worked through you in your mistakes. If you think I'm good enough to leave a review, please do. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you soon for the next one. Awesome. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.